Thank you very much, Ben. And thank you all for coming. This seems to be a Brazilian audience. I can count here 10 Brazilians. So thank you all for coming. It's a pleasure to be here to talk with you about an emerging issue for me. Actually, I'm a soil chemist, and the topic of this presentation is bioaccumulation and effects of lanthanum on growth and mitotic index. So we have a very good collaborators from the biology department who are working with us. So this is a work done with the support of some sponsor agencies in Brazil, and actually for a new association that's been dedicated to development of science, which is linked to Vale. Vale is a big mining company in Brazil. So we're doing this research. We have just started this 2 years ago. So my co-authors are Cintia Oliveira, Silvio Ramos, Siqueira, Silvio and Siqueira, Ramos and Siqueira from Vale Technological Institute. All the others are professors from the soil science department, from the biology department. And Cintia Oliveira is a postdoc who is working with me right now. So this is going to be pretty much the outline of the presentation, but I'll start right now. So for those who don't know what are rare earth elements, usually when we say rare earth elements, we are talking about scandium, yttrium, and the 15 elements from the lanthanide series. So we actually are going to talk about 17 elements, and today I'm going to focus on lanthanum. Even though they are rare, they are present in the environment, except from permission, all the others are naturally occurring in the environment. And when we say they are rare, actually, cerium and lanthanum are as abundant as copper and zinc in the environment. And the least abundant ones, as lutetium and tellurium, are actually much more abundant than cadmium and selenium. So they are not really rare. But they have been using a lot for high-tech industry, and they are, because of that, they are going to generate some residues, and this could cause some concerns about contamination, either concentrated contamination and say point contamination or diffuse contamination, as I'm going to tell you when you're going to talk about fertilizers. So talking about fertilizers, rare earth elements have been used in agriculture in China since 30 years ago. Actually, China is the biggest exporter in the whole world, and they have started using rare earth elements in order to improve crop yield and also quality. And in recent years, many other countries are starting this research. Also, we are just starting this in Brazil. We have nothing done in Brazil yet. And the effects of rare earth elements on plant development remain contradictory and obscure. And the contradictions are related to the effects of rare earth elements on plant growth are due to the vegetative group, the different stages, different concentrations used, and also sometimes we attribute this to the hormesis effect. What is hormesis? Is this effect here telling us that under low concentrations you have nothing, no effect at all? In some cases, actually, that there is inhibition. But with small doses, there's an increase, and then it comes down again when we have inhibition, when the concentrations increase. In some places, actually, this starts here. There's just a small increase, and then we see an effect that's harmful to the plants. Most of the studies are done, but nothing has been done for lanthanum so far. And with this research that we are doing, we decided to introduce mitotic index as an additional parameter for evaluating plant growth, because this is really important on trying to assess cell division and cell growth. And this is a kind of a new parameter that we are using together with people from the biology department. And so we decided to assess the effects for lanthanum in different parameters linked to cell division. So why we have decided to work with soybeans? Soybeans are a major crop in Brazil. Brazil is always together with the U.S. in terms of which one is the biggest producer. Brazil, the last years, have been the biggest exporter. So soybean is widely consumed. Focus of our presentation right now is on the effect of lanthanum on growth, but later on we're going to have to do some research and I'm trying to assess the effects of lanthanum that's present in soybeans on people's health. So this is the first stage. And the additional reason is we use a lot of nutrients in soybeans. Soybeans is the biggest crop in terms of nutrient consumption in Brazil. It's one third of everything that is consumed in Brazil is consumed in soybeans, and especially potassium and phosphorus. And phosphorus is a major source of, a diffuse source of rare earth elements. And this is especially true for igneous sources of phosphate. Brazil has most of its reserves based on igneous rocks. So this is especially important for us. The objective of this presentation is to evaluate the bioaccumulation of lanthanum and the effects of lanthanum on growth and mitotic index of soybean plants. With that, we want to explain and try to understand what are the effects, but we are going to use regular parameters that people have been using, like accumulation of nutrients and lanthanum, as well as plant growth and some evaluated on physiological and elemental characteristics, as well as this mitotic index, in order to explain these different effects. So what we did a hydroponic experiment using soybean and with increasing doses of lanthanum from 0 to 160 micromolar. After we harvest the plants, we analyze shoots and roots with respect to lanthanum and nutrient levels. We follow a very rigid quality assurance quality control protocol using standard reference materials. For plants, we do gas analysis as well as chlorophyll content. And we also use transmission electron microscopy for analyzing the effects of lanthanum on cell in the special mitochondria chlorophyll inside the cells. And also we map the distribution of lanthanum in the roots, in the shoots, using a scanning electron microscopy coupled with an X-ray detector to see where lanthanum would be in the plant. And to add something different, we decided to do this mitotic analysis, evaluating abnormalities in the mitotic cell cycle and also the mitotic index, which is the number of dividing cells divided by the total number of cells observed. In this study, it was for each dose, in the five replicates, they evaluated close to 1,000 cells, so it was a very big work. So, coming to the results, first of all, I should present to you the values for the mean recover for lanthanum. So, we were able to recover almost everything that we put. And here we have the data for lanthanum in root, shoot, and the translocation. So, you see here that most of the lanthanum is going to be in roots, a little bit in shoots, and when we see the ratio, a maximum of 3% of lanthanum in the plant is in the shoot when compared to the total content. So most of the lanthanum is going to stay in roots. Over here we see the effects of lanthanum grow. So we have an increase in doses from 0 up to 160 micromolars. And when we evaluate dry matter, in the top here, this first line, we have shoot dry matter production. In the bottom, root dry matter production, and you see a slight increase up to 10 micromolars for shoot, and then there's a decrease upon increase the concentration. And for root, we saw an increase only for 5 micromolars. Then we had a decrease later on. Now coming to a photosynthetic rate and chlorophyll content, we see again a small increase up to 20 micromolars in photosynthetic rate, then followed by a decrease. And for chlorophyll contents, we saw an increase up to 10, and actually a maintenance or a small decrease. Why assessing photosynthetic rate? This is important because photosimulators are important for making plants grow. This table is kind of complicated, but I would like to stress to you, here on the top, we have concentrations in roots, and here in shoots. Usually concentrations in roots for most elements are bigger than in shoots, but we saw increases for magnesium. Magnesium is related to photosynthesis. Calcium is really important for cell wall. Any kind of membrane has to have calcium. And lanthanum is very similar to calcium. Whenever lanthanum accumulates, it might disturb calcium equilibrium inside the plant. So this is going to disturb all the cell wall stability, which means nutrients could not be absorbed, but actually saw an increase in calcium. Phosphorus is important for energy, potassium is important for accumulation of sugar and many carbohydrates. Copper and iron are very important in terms of the photosynthetic apparatus, especially copper for PS1 and PS2. So there was an increase for many elements, but also a decrease for some others. It's important to stress this because sometimes people say, well, you see an increase in the concentration because there was a decrease in the mass, the amount of dry matter. But it's actually observed for some, but not for others. Now coming to the transmission electron microscopy analysis, in A and D we see roots and shoots, normal plants. Then when they were exposed to 160 micromole of lanthanum, we start seeing those spots. And you see that the cell always been actually a little bit different from the regular shape, which means that lanthanum is probably taking the place for calcium and disturbing the cell wall. So this is going to change the way plants are going to respond to absorption, etc. So you could see this in roots and in shoots. And now coming to the information from the organelles inside the cell, we see here the chlorophyll, the mitochondria, the nucleus for regular, for normal plants, control plants, and when they are exposed to lanthanum at the highest concentration here, we could see that most of those structures are going to be disturbed. So it seems that they are changing in response to exposure to lanthanum. Switching from transmission to scanning electron microscopy, here we have a map in the upper part in the root and in the lower part in the shoots. Lanthanum deposition is everything that is in blue. So coming from here to here, we see that the scale is changing. So this is a crystal of lanthanum. And here they have a zoom of this crystal. So in the root, this crystal, here is a mapping of the energy dispersive X-ray analysis. We could see 14.3% lanthanum in this crystal. So compared to 3.5% lanthanum in the leaf, in the mesophyll. It seems that the plant in this case is transferring a little bit of the lanthanum to crystals in order to preserve, to be protected against any kind of harmful effect that lanthanum might cause. Actually, it's been observed that some harmful effects, but if this mechanism did not exist, it could be even worse. And the last result is related to the mitotic index. Over here, this was done in root. Over here, we see an increase in mitotic index, so the number of cells that are divided, it's increasing. And we start seeing abnormal cell division when doses increase. And actually, the number of C metaphase, which means the cells are not going to divide, the metaphase is being disrupted, increases when we come from 0 to 20, and it continues a little bit higher than the control. So this is going to change the way the cell is going to divide, so there's no increase in cell division and actually in production of biomass. But on the other hand, we see an increase in binucleate cells up to 20 and then a decrease. So if you remember the data for plant weight, actually saw an increase up to 10, then a decrease. Most of the decrease might be related to block of the mitosis when there's an increase in lanthanum after 20 micromolar. So in conclusion, we have seen that lanthanum may lead to biphasic responses, such the responses that we see in herbaceous effects. In this case, under low concentrations, we saw a slight increase in roots and shoots, and the stimulation of the photosynthetic rate and the total chlorophyll content, and a higher incidence of binuclear cells. And at higher levels, we saw reduced growth, boosted structural modifications in the cell wall and the telacoids, which are inside the chlorophyll. The chloroplast lost the original format, and we saw lots of C metaphase, so cell division was not going to be completed. And again, in addition to that, we saw that roots of soybean plant accumulate six-fold more lanthanum than shoots. This might be a mechanism to preserve plants. Instead of transferring to the shoots and then being damaged, they rather stay with this lanthanum in the roots. Actually, the roots are actually the direct source of exposure also. But anyway, So exposure to increasing concentration of lanthanum will result in increase of some essential nutrients, example calcium, phosphorus, potassium and manganese. And for calcium, this is interesting because we saw an increase, but also we saw some replacement of calcium by lanthanum in the cell wall. And we saw decrease for copper and iron, no change for sulfur. And with that, we understand that we have provided important information on the potential use of lanthanum for soybean growth and its effects on plant. So what's next? Because we started with 0, 5, 10, and then we moved to 20, we probably are going to narrow down from 0 to 10 to see what are going to be the effects in the very short range, which is corresponded to the range where we actually see an increase in effects. So to finish, I would like to thank my university, my colleagues from the Department of Soil Science and Plant Biology Department, my colleagues from the Vale Institute of Technology, who is sponsoring most of this research, together with Brazilian Ministry of Science and Technology, CNPq, and the State Research Foundation of Minas Gerais State, where my university is located. So both actually support a research network that we have, and it's called AgroMetals, dealing with most trace elements, and now we are restarting research with rare earth elements. Thank you very much.